Hi, I'm Matthew Duvall, percussionist for 8th Blackbird. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Matthew Duvall. And if you would like to be featured on our show playing the Kids Commute theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need to know at classicalipr.org. Well, happy Friday, kids commuters. It is the last day of Puppet Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Let's jump right in and answer our Quizlet for the week. All week we've been asking you, who is the puppet most famous for telling lies? And his story is based on an Italian fairy tale from the 1800s. The puppet's name means made of pine. That word is Pinocchio. And while he was a pretty naughty boy in the 1940 Disney version of Pinocchio, he was really supremely terrible in the 1800s fairy tale. And to give you an idea, I mean, besides smashing Jiminy Cricket with a hammer, we'll link to that story on our website on today's post at kidscommute.org. For today's music, we're going to hear a medley of music from the 1940 Disney animated musical of Pinocchio, and it's by the American composer Lee Harline, who was born in Utah in the year 1907. He worked for Disney, he worked on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and he won the Oscar for Best Score for Pinocchio in 1940, and won Best Song for When You Wish Upon a Star. Gerald Ottley conducts the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir performing a medley of music from Pinocchio by Lee Harline from the 1940 animated Disney film. Well, kids commuters, I hope you enjoyed Puppet Week. We had great fun putting this together for you. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back with a whole new week and a new Quizlet on Monday. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Bureau.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next week.